When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's you, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number. Oh, no. Did you just get a Red Bull? We're in trouble.
I had to go get some Red Bulls, right, man. Give me wings.
Power Hour is going to be must listen. I don't know what's going to be said, but it's going to be must listen.
Could be our last show.
I feel that every day. Always get that emotion at some point of the show every single day. Like, this is probably the last one. I'll be getting the HR email.
Like, yeah.
I'll get blamed for it.
Don't worry. We'll pay you off for the rest of the year after that. Don't come back.
Better be the rest of the contract.
Key code, Nottingham.
At least we got some insurance there.
Oh, thank God.
Which is nice. But no. It's never you know. It's always going to be me.
Red balls, man.
You, they'll just do this thing where Bart Scott has been taken off the air for 30 days.
Reparation.
And then meanwhile, Alan Han was relieved of his duties.
I lost my mind because
Red Ball.
Yeah, Red Ball and institutionalized racism.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm sure that's what it was. Before we get back to calls and the conversation, everything else, and it was an interesting thing that was said by a caller, because we had a mural in the old studio. We've done this before. And it's fun to update it because things change so often here in New York sports. If you have four players, I believe it was Melo, Amari, Eli, and Jeter.
Wow.
I believe that was the mural that we had. So if you were to take four players that are current New York athletes, what four would go on there? And who's your favorite? Because the callers, they feel like Jalen Brunson is moving up that, like, is he the favorite athlete in New York right now? Jalen Brunson.
I think so, because I think he's the biggest underdog.
The relatable, like, thing, right? 6'2", yeah. He's not like a, yeah, you know, he's a
Judge is like, look like a damn Greek,
yeah,
god.
Yeah, Brunson is a bit relatable because he's a guy that has earned it through work, right? And perseverance. He's got a likable personality. You know, like, there's a lot there to like.
Story
relatable
with his
in many
dad.
Ways.
I think really what killed everybody was the video of his dad pushing him on that video when he comes down dribble.
Right.
Dribble fast, hard.
Right.
Take the shot.
Do it the right way.
In the sun, yeah.
Do it the right way.
I think that won everybody over.
Yeah, so, like, it's a fun conversation to have right now because of where he is, where the Knicks are. Playing tonight against the Nets, 2 games left in the regular season. Knicks trying to lock up the top. The third seed, really, is they could get 2, but it's unlikely. 2 seed is only if the Bucks lose 2. They got to lose both games. They play Oklahoma City and then they play Orlando.
Yo,
I know they could. I know they could. Yes.
Because listen, Oklahoma's still playing for something.
Yeah, they're trying to get the 1 seed.
Yeah,
or at least a 2 seed at worst.
Yeah,
right?
But the problem is possible. I think Denver's playing 2 bums. Denver will have to lose both games.
Doesn't matter. You're still going to try, right? Yeah. You still give it a shot. So 2 is still possible, though out of their control. 3 is right there on the table for them to take. They lock it up. There's an argument about whether tonight's win locks it up, or would you still need 2 to lock it up? It all depends on how you do the math, but they could get the 3rd seed. So anyways.
The math ain't mathing.
No, not right now, because I've been going back and forth with somebody about it, and we're trying to figure it out. You know I suck at math. Meanwhile, what do you make of what Tom Brady said, though? What do you make of this?
First of all, who the hell is he talking to?
So he's on the Deep Cuts podcast.
Who the hell is that?
And he was just simply asked, you know what? You're 107 years old. Would you ever come back?
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers. Maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots. Somebody. Raiders. Look, could be. You never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape, always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Imagine that press release.
You're at a game back. You're at a game back.
Well, he came back.
He retired and came back.
Well, but he didn't. He wasn't gone for a year like this.
Quit being a thirst bucket, man. And it's funny.
First of all, isn't he trying to be an owner?
That's what he said.
Vegas.
But why couldn't you be a player owner?
I don't know. Can you?
You should be. What should be the rules from being able to be a player and an owner?
I don't know why you could. I know why. Because I want to sign Bart Scott, but I want to circumvent the cap. So I'm going to give you a piece of ownership instead.
No, but he's the owner.
Yeah, I know. Let's see the point. You can't do that.
Man.
There's no way you could be an owner. He'd have to give up his ownership stake to play. He'd have to.
So he just put the ownership stake in his son name. Who cares? And have his have his son sign me. Hey, man, I need a raise. Granted.
And then, yeah, exactly. You don't like this. I don't think it's crazy.
Let's go, man.
I don't think it's crazy. First of all, do the Raiders need a quarterback? Yes.
So is Brock Purdy getting hurt in this scenario?
Well, he said the Niners because that was his childhood team.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what the guy said in the podcast. You know, Niners.
Wasn't Philip Rivers supposed to play in the Super Bowl if the Niners would have played, if they'd have went?
He would have, right. He would have been signed, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, man. Like, is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Hang on a second. You see this league in the quarterback play. You know how valuable quarterback play is. You're telling me, and it's not a full season. He said it. Parachute in, go to, you know, like a team has an injury late in the year, and they don't have a quarterback. It's a really good – Jets are a great example of this.
No, hell no. He not come – no.
No, I didn't say Jets. No. I meant last year's Jets is a great example of that situation where you have somebody like him.
Like Joe Flacco since Cleveland.
Yeah, exactly. Joe Flacco wasn't playing all year. But if you're telling me I only got to play like 4 weeks of regular season then playoffs, yeah, I can do that. Because now the whole regular season doesn't wear me down.
Just go away, man. Like, stop.
Why?
Because you like thirst bucket. It's
a tremendous thing. You don't like it.
It's like, just go, man. Like, let it be, man. Like, it's okay, man. Go do your job. You're getting $300 million.
He is. But you think it's that crazy of a story?
Go be an owner, man. Ain't that what you want to do?
No, he wants to play. He loves to play. See, this tells me that he didn't retire because he wanted to stop playing football.
If he
retired because he felt like, you know what, I don't have it in me to do a whole year.
Come back, I hope he get Joe Theismann, make his ass retire.
Really?
No, I don't. You don't like, mean I like that. Ty. I don't.
You
I
don't
like
mean
Ty.
That.
I like Ty, but like, man, stop it, man. Like, it's like when Jerry Rice wouldn't leave. Like Jerry, man.
But when he was also
let somebody else do it.
Look, it's also there's some guys where you're like, yo, like you're not that good anymore.
Like Tia, like no, Jerry went for 1,000 with like.
I'm just saying, there's some guys that you know, like
okay, put it like this.
Some guys that you're like, yo, you really should retire.
But right now, I know T.O. can come right now and get some work.
And I think he would if somebody would sign him.
But nobody would sign him.
Right? Why?
Because they want him to move on.
Because they don't know because. You don't think it's worth your time.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah.
That's me. That was on me.
What had happened was
a Bigfoot. So underneath the desk here in the former Bart and Han studios,
that's what
in
happened
the seaport.
When our same house with a new furniture layout.
That's right. Like, 'cause that never happened.
We stubbed your toe because we knew where everything was at.
Right. So my foot was just resting on the table, like the bottom table thing there. And it slipped off while I was talking to you and landed on some wires and apparently knocked some stuff off.
Alan with his Ronald McDonald feet just wanted to take a break.
I'm sorry.
Taking it.
Where were we? I don't even remember.
Tom Brady returning?
Oh, yeah. Tom Brady.
And how great did it be?
And why it's just one of those things that you could tell if he's still talking about it, like, why not? Because you know he knows the minute he says it, boom, everybody's going to be talking about it. He did not retire because he didn't want to play football anymore.
Listen,
he retired because the family thing.
People told him.
And it's like he didn't feel like getting hit anymore.
He got his kids anyway, so who cares? He just wanted a way to get out of Tampa. He's like, I can't win here. Let me figure out a way to get out of
here. Clearly something like that.
I had a similar situation, right? I planned on coming back. I planned on coming back after 1 year.
Really?
Yeah, because like. I played the entire season, so I wasn't cleared till like the end of July to even be able to run. And I had just had a new kid, so I didn't want to like go across. Like the year that Seattle won the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
I had an opportunity to go out there. And
wow,
but that's 6 hours away from my family. That's I had just point. Had a newborn that was born July 1st.
Mm.
I couldn't do that. I had never done that. Like, I never was one of these guys that I could have, like, searched around. Like, you look at some of the great players, of people that played a long time. Even guys like Bobby Wagner, he's on his fourth team. He's a Hall of Famer. And I just didn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Like,
you start bouncing around. You're living out of a hotel.
Yeah, I feel like it's selfish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could I play and play some good years? Because all I had to do was move to inside linebacker instead of will linebacker, mm-hmm. where I just played from B gap to B gap and just hit people and played three receiver hook. And so I understand time. So it's like, it was weird, right? Because when I played, I was like, all right, next year, I was in the best shape of my life. And I was ready to come back.
You were doing TV, weren't you?
Yeah.
You were doing CBS?
Yeah.
So you were still working out, like, with the idea of...
of coming back. Like, after a year, say, hey, I'm coming back.
Take
right?
the year off, rest
just,
the body.
I just take it as, like, hey, I got injured this year.
Now, Rex was gone?
Rex was in... no, still here.
So you would have come back here?
No. It was time because, remember, Isaac was the new guy. They had drafted DeMario, and my cap number was high. And then, you know, we had that disappointing year. So I was supposed to go to Seattle. I was going to go to Seattle. Yeah, the year they won.
Yeah, that would have been something.
And so, but
Legion
like,
of Boom.
But the next, yeah, I would have been thugged out right with him, next to Bobby Wagner.
Yes.
But so I was like, you know what? I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna go play. And I got in the best shape. I forgot who I was, man. I showed him a picture of me jacked up, like I'm running. And that's the first time I was able to train for a whole year because when you're an athlete,
sure.
You train, and then as soon as you start playing, you just take away from you. Right. So you get hurt, like, because now you're playing. But I trained for a whole year, so my body just kept growing and growing and growing and getting faster, stronger, more lean. And that's when CBS came to me, and they was like, yeah, we're going to move you to the big show.
More cheese on the taco.
Yeah, and you're going to replace Shannon Sharp. I'm like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the year before, Jason Taylor – had a spot where like NBC or something like that, and he after he came and played with us, we lost the AFC Championship, and he went back and decided to play for an extra year in Miami.
And then that whole NBC thing
was
gone,
and he lost the whole opportunity.
So you were worried about your future.
Yeah, I'm like, if I don't take this, and everybody's like, listen, bro, you transition, all that type of stuff. I was 32 years old. You know what I'm saying?
You're still young.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was 32. I had never had an injury ever in my career
until the toe.
Right. And so I'm like, and it's a toe. It's not a knee. It's not a back.
No, but still, it was the first thing you had, first time you had to deal with something.
First time. And I'm like, yo, man, I got more left in me. Now, it's like when Charles Woodson had to move from corner to safety. It was my turn to move from wheel linebacker out there in space to inside and just be an enforcer. Mm-hmm. So I understand where Tom is coming from, but also Tom is saying, if I leave, that kind of voids my $300 million contract.
Yeah.
And what if somebody else retires? So it's very few people.
I wonder if his deal has an out.
Of course, they always do.
To play, but like doesn't disappear.
It's always
such. And I come back to it.
No, but this is the thing.
I don't think it voids the contract.
But this is the thing.
No way I would negotiate that.
It can. You can leave.
But I wouldn't negotiate that.
You can leave, but they don't have to let you come back.
No, here's the point. It doesn't void it, but what it does is like, all right, well, while you're gone, it's suspended.
No, but when you come back, that don't mean they have to reactivate it, right?
But why wouldn't you? It's Tom Brady.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. This is what gets to the point. It's only a couple people
mm-hmm.
in football.
Right.
That could potentially push Tom Brady out of that spot.
You mean the broadcast?
Yes. One, Sean McVay.
You think so?
I think if Sean McVay played, they've been dreaming and clamoring for him.
Sean McVay in the booth calling games. I know he is. I know that has been a thing with him.
And he's young.
He's thinking about going
smart,
to
smart. He's witty. Like Sean McVay.
He'd be a lot like Gruden.
And that's what they
played. He'd sound
a lot
like Gruden.
What was better than Gruden? Like real
John
talk?
John Madden was better than Gruden.
Yeah, but it was John Madden and Gruden. I think, to me, the people in the booth that had the best impact in my career and listening to them as a player and as a fan
mm-hmm.
was Gruden and John Madden.
Okay.
I can't think of anybody else that did it at that level.
Gruden's quarterback camp was my favorite thing to watch.
Yeah. Yo, man, this guy here, man. Yeah. This guy here.
This guy over here, like, he. I just love him. Yeah, he just has that way about him.
This guy good, man. Yeah. So, like, him, but it's two guys that if they ever say they want to go get in the booth, they say, sorry, Tom, we love you.
Mannings.
Got exactly.
Mannings.
If Eli wants to get in the booth or Peyton wants to get in the booth with how funny they are with their Madden Can stuff,
Which is why I almost
if they ever want to get in the booth.
Do you think they want to put
we
the
good
work
time.
Do they want to put the work in? Because I'll tell you what, the Mannings on Monday Night Football,
they might for $300 million.
Well, I'm saying if and again, Troy is great. Obviously, Joe and Troy are great.
Yeah.
But if we ever reach the point where you're like, what do we do to take it to another level? You would need the Mannings, and you'd need just somebody to fill in the blanks as a play. You wouldn't need a big personality play-by-play guy.
Mike Tirico in the middle, just
not even. No, I wouldn't even. No, I wouldn't do Mike Tirico.
Mike Breen. No. What's his name? Hartline. Kevin Harlan.
Kevin Harlan would be amazing.
Yeah, because he's funny. He made a cat run, a black cat run. You know what I'm saying? Could you imagine both of the Mannings? And
but it would
Kevin
have
Harlan.
To be somebody that fits with their. The whole personality.
Kevin Harlan.
And I wonder if that would work. But the only problem with Kevin Harlan is that he'd have to be a minimalist, and I don't think he can. Like, Kevin Harlan's famous for, with Stan Van Gundy, and I think, who was it the other? Was it Grant or somebody?
Because he does football, too.
He puts his arms out to tell him to stop talking so he could just take it from there, and his arms are out, and these two analysts are looking at him like, well, what are you doing?
Could you imagine if he did that to Peyton?
Oh, my God.
Well, hey, bud. Hey. Oh, yeah. Hold your britches now.
Hold your britches.
Like you're Michelle. We're Beyonce and Taylor, man. Did you forget you were?
I honestly think that the Mannings as a broadcast, not the Manning cast where they're interviewing people and stuff, those two just breaking down football would be phenomenal, listen, and funny, but you'd still need you'd need the right play-by-play guy that would not overwhelm them, but would also be able to still hit the notes on a play-by-play call.
Because they're super critical.
Oh,
call timeout. Wait, call timeout.
Oh, it's great.
It's great. Why the hell did he call timeout?
Yeah, I don't know.
This guy's an idiot.
It's the deadpan from Eli. It would be really good. But maybe they don't want to do it because it's a lot of work. It's unnecessary. Like, for them, they don't need it.
Is it really a lot of work?
The prep and research? Can I introduce you to prep and research?
I've been there.
I know you have.
I've been there. I used to have to do that every week. But what I'm saying is, it's only 18 times a year.
It's
$300 million.
But now they can't do the other stuff that they like to do.
They got the rest of the year. $300 million
somebody's
a piece.
Somebody's going to offer it to him.
$600 million.
Somebody's going to offer it to him.
Eli, you get $250.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton, you get $450.
Wait, what?
Well, Peyton, they're going to always get.
Not $250 to $450.
Okay.
I'll go
$250 to $350.
I'll go.
It's going to be $600 million, $250 and $350.
I'll go three and
Peyton gonna get
three and $250 maybe.
Peyton going to get $100 million more.
100 more?
You're going to make 25 a year, and he's going to make 30 a year.
I'm going to have a problem with that.
He's Peyton Manning. He's big bro.
Now, play-by-play guy, he might get what?
Play-by-play guy.
15 mil?
You're going to get five million. You just be happy that you're going to get some Corona commercials with Eli, and you're going to get some Nationwide is on your side.
How about Bob with shoes in between them?
Oh. Bob would do it for the look.
$500K, I'm in.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me?
Sorry, hockey, but it's been real.
I mean, there's so many options to that. I don't know how we get on this, but it's fascinating to me.
Brady's giving up that
you're saying
money.
I think Brady could come back. He'd be able to come back in the booth.
He already made him wait a year.
I know. He can come back to the booth.
Listen, if I'm
it'd be fascinating.
If I'm Olsen, I'm like, yo, bro.
Yeah.
I'm better than this dude. I don't care what his pedigree is. I'm better than this
dude. You got a problem with Burkhardt not, like, saying something?
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, you just going to...
I love Kevin's a great guy.
We all should have moved.
There's nothing Kevin can do.
Yeah, we all should have moved. Okay. And then they'll have...
Nothing Kevin could have done. Come on.
He could have said...
He's a good guy.
He could have said... Hold on.
I ain't working with Brady.
When Troy came over here, what did he say?
Oh, I know.
When Troy came over,
I work with Joe.
What did he say?
Yeah, I work with Joe.
And they wrote the check.
Yeah, I know. When are you going to do that for me?
Soon as we up. If he goes, I go.
Why go?
Damn. Right. I was just playing.
2 hours later.
I was just playing for the street cred. I do it for a discount.
Oh, that would be so... on brand for us, wouldn't
it? He gone.
It really would be. It'd be so on brand for us.
Oh, man. Move
back to New York? Oh, you guys want us to do that? Oh, all these promises? Yeah. All right. Let's do it. 3 hours later. What? Promises, what happened to this? Oh, you can't do that?
I know I made many times before. And I broke each one of them. That's an ESPN song for us, that Barton Hines show. Breaking promises.
3776. Lots of calls to get to. Yes, it's
you
a Friday.
You liar!
If only you knew. Is definitely a Friday. You don't have to look at the calendar. Just listen to the show.
I feel like I had to go. I feel like I had to go. Lauryn Hill. Forgive them, Father, cause they know not what they do.
Audio files coming up next, and your calls. Stay
keep
with
it
us.
Keep it real on Friday. They lied to us, Alan.
But, I mean, not really. Barton Hunt brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Audio files next.
He gone.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Did you say the first line of this song, Bart? Jake, can you say the first line of this song?
I know you
anybody,
got the beat.
Anybody? Anybody? It's just the beat now.
I'm on the facts.
Bumps, give me a bump, give me bumps, huh?
Get it a bump.
It's a Friday, can you tell? Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN.
Damn, I spit Cheez-Its all on the mic. Hold on, let me. Sorry, really? Chris. On, man. Sorry, Chris, man. I got it.
No, that's Michelle's seat, actually.
Oh, sorry, Michelle.
Oh, you just all over it. Oh.
We good. It was just one piece of Cheeto. No, I over-exaggerate.
But that's a really, that just stuck in it. Like,
let me pour some seltzer water on it.
It's not going to clean it.
Seltzer water clean.
We've already been
bubbles.
Zapped off the air once. Let's not do it again. All right. In the meantime, we have your calls, 800-919-3776. Full buffet, of course, throughout the show. If you're just joining us, there is some news out of Cleveland, by the way, Bart Scott.
Cleveland.
Yes. It's the Yankees game has been postponed.
Like, why don't we just play all the games in the South and on places with domes for like the whole month of April?
Yeah, weather issues. So they're going to have to replay that. So no game again. No Yankees.
And they just stuck in Cleveland.
Damn! All places.
Does that mean they're going to have the doubleheader?
I had the email up and
they don't have to have a doubleheader.
Yeah, I have to.
They're trying to cool down Soto.
Yeah, you know what's funny with you? 7-Eleven.com, like you are quick on the draw until there's something necessary that needs to be like in the good information. All right, so they'll be rescheduled in a split doubleheader. Ray Dinahan, a split doubleheader. You want to explain what that is?
A split doubleheader is where there is two separate admissions.
Aha. Uh-huh. So, okay.
They ain't going to get their money. So they don't this game. They don't get that Juan Soto boost.
Right. So, this game we played on Saturday. 12:10 will be the first pitch. And the original scheduled game for Saturday now will start at 6:10 p.m. So there you go. So split. Doubleheader. So no Yankees today, unfortunately. All right, we'll continue with the calls. Just is a fun question. A caller asked this because we've done this before on the show. And it's simply about the mural we once had in our old ESPN New York studios. That it's like the mural of like the sports landscape. We used to make fun of it because it was like, oh, all these guys are gone, right? From the New York landscape, Jeter, Mello, Amari, and Eli. All of them were gone. But yet the mural stayed. So then we moved to another location, no mural. So we did this last year about who should be on the mural, and we've got several different answers. Saquon, you know, Pete Alonso, Aaron Judge. And so now it's who's on it now because obviously no Saquon. Alonso might not be here for a minute. You know, what else? Who should be on it? So we were having some fun with that. We'll take your calls on that. But right now, it's time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio File.
The Audio File.
Remember you were mentioning Kevin Harlan?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
No, no, that's Marv Albert.
No.
Anyways, Kevin Harlan on TNT, Pelicans Kings game last night, and apparently a fan threw a chicken wing.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, so here's Kevin Harlan.
Pelicans hold on, driving into Murray. Somebody's throwing something on the floor. 46 seconds to go, and a whistle blew. It's a chicken wing. Why would someone throw something that good out on the floor? It's crispy, yes. It's warm,
yes.
And I almost had to go out and I'm so hungry.
Was it a flat or a drumstick?
He's so good.
Was it a flat or a drumstick?
Does it matter? The fact that he did that.
Play by play on a chicken wing.
Why would, and you have to understand too, a lot of
people. You don't think he'll be funny with Peyton and Eli?
You're right, he would be. But I think he's too overwhelming.
Be the star?
Yeah. He would need to have a lot to say, and those two guys would be like, really? Like, you need those two to talk. So here's the thing, and Harlan's great. People don't realize this. Broadcasters, for the most part, don't really eat before a game. Because you full stomach, you don't want to be, like, you're talking. Like,
you don't want to be belching like me. I drink seltzer all day.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you just took a bite of something right now. Like, you don't care. But when you're calling a game, you really want to have, like, you don't want to have a full stomach. You don't want to have any type of, you know, gastral issues.
Right.
And so you don't really eat. Now, you know, there's some people that do, but I choose not to. So Harlan saying he was hungry, I believe him. It's not till after the game, then you chow because you're so hungry because you go a couple hours without eating.
That's 4 hours.
So I believe it. So he sees the chicken wing hit the court. Now, I'm surprised Zion didn't jump on that like it was a loose ball.
Listen, we got to take everything back. You know, Zion is...
No, he's played great. I know.
He's done his thing this
year,
man.
He's been really good.
On first player in sports outside of James Harden to lose 30 pounds during the season.
Well, the thing is, though, is that, you know, Zion is playing really well. And you know what else is going on? He's moved himself into almost like irrelevancy. And the Pelicans are just like another good team in the league, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Which is not really what you were expecting when he got out of college. Well, he was supposed to be a superstar, you know, becoming like a face of the league. Nobody ever talks about him anymore as that. He's just kind of become just a good player in the league now.
Because Brandon Ingram isn't there.
He got hurt.
We'll be talking about this team differently.
Maybe.
And the playoffs could make some noise. I want to see the Pelicans in the playoffs with their size, length, defense. And I also want to see the Dallas Mavericks. I think those
Mavericks are going to be good.
Those are teams that can surprise you.
First round is Mavericks Clippers. It's already locked. That's going to be a series. All right. Meanwhile, the news in baseball, as we know, again, Shohei Ohtani's interpreter.
Nightmare.
Facing federal charges over allegations he stole millions from Ohtani.
19,000 bets.
So there was an announcement from the Department of Justice that goes through all the different charges against Ippe Mizuhara.
Our investigation has revealed that due to the position of trust he occupied with Mr. Ohtani, Mr. Mizuhara had unique access to Mr. Ohtani's finances. Mr. Mizuhara used and abused that position of trust in order to take advantage of Mr. Ohtani. Mr. Mizuhara used and abused that position of trust in order to plunder Mr. Ohtani's bank account to the tune of over $16 million.
And that's U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada during this press conference yesterday. I mean, Bart,
you know,
$16 million in unauthorized transfers from Ohtani's checking account to the bookie. Yeah. And this he was racking up. Did you see some of the...
He got $16,000 in his... $16 million in his checking account?
I guess apparently,
it's
right?
Not making, that's,
it doesn't
not
make
earning
sense.
No money. Why is that not in a IRA?
That alone should be discussed. Yeah. Well, yeah, from his from a checking account. A checking account. Who has $16 million in a checking account? And by the way, he made $45 million. I know he's got the big $900 million deal now.
And that $16 million is after taxes. So that's really $35 million of it right there, all in a checking account. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Go buy some gold bars and put it in a safe deposit box.
Estrada made it clear for anybody that's, you know, because we're all side-eyeing this thing right now, like Ohtani must have done it. Ohtani must have been involved. Was he making ghost bets for him and all that stuff? Estrada stressed Ohtani is considered a victim, and he has cooperated fully and completely in the investigation. The quote from Estrada about Ohtani is, there's no evidence to indicate that Mr. Ohtani authorized the over $16 million of transfers from his account to the bookmakers.
The crazy thing
this
is,
this story
right,
is insane.
It's 19,000 bets, correct?
Yes.
And like
a lot
was,
of,
like the highest one was like 100,000. But like, I wonder when he won, did he put the money back in Ohtani's account?
Apparently he didn't win much. He lost a lot.
No, they say he won like, he gambled, I forgot what the 16,000, but he won 14 million. So I think the difference of what he lost was like 4 million.
I don't think.
He didn't lose every bet that he bet. You know what I'm saying? Like, he went out of 19,000 bets. You think he lost them all?
I know there was one because throughout the whole
160,000 was the highest bet.
Yeah, the case file has a lot of all the interviews and everything, and apparently they have all the text messages. And there's one text message where he was losing just tons of money, and he joked, "I'm not very good at this."
But you don't have to be very good when it ain't your money.
Exactly. You don't feel the same pressure, do you? All right, we continue. So the Knicks win last night in Boston. They were blowing out the Celtics starters through three quarters, and Jalen Brunson had 39 points. He didn't have to play in the fourth quarter, although it got a little dicey late, and you thought Tom Thibodeau might want to go back to his starters just to ensure that they win the game because the benches, it was like 38-18 in the fourth quarter. What was a laugher turned into a nine-point win for the Knicks, and Tibbs was asked if he was using that fourth quarter as an evaluation for his rotation in the postseason.
I wanted to see what those guys could do. Like, there's going to be bumps, and you have to navigate through that. But my thing is, I don't want to see the same mistakes repeated over and over. And I want us to understand there's a difference in the fourth quarter, and I want us to understand what it is to use good judgment in the fourth quarter. And so those are things you evaluate because you're determining your rotation based on those things. So that's how, you know, when you say, how do you evaluate a player? That's really how you evaluate a player. It's how do you function within the group? And then do you understand, can you know, what's going on in the game?
Now, I think for the Knicks, the bench is always going to be a concern. They put so much emphasis with their starters and obviously Brunson. And that's going to be, you know, your area of concern is can you get enough out of the bench so that when Brunson has to go rest in a playoff game, that you don't, it's not a deficit. Right, that you're not. He comes back in the game, and now you're down eight.
Now
you're down 10.
Now you got to spend all the energy that he just stored.
Right. That's that. If there's concerns, those are the concerns. It's how much focus that other teams are going to put on Brunson as your main scorer, and try to take him out of the series, and then how much when you go to the bench to rest him, can you get any type of production out of your bench? That is to me the biggest concern. But still, there are doubters for these Knicks, despite the fact that they have still played really well without Julius Randle. They have a chance at the 2 seed in the East with 2 games to go. More likely that they'll get the 3 seed, which is still pretty remarkable when you consider all the injuries they've been through. That could be a first-round matchup with the Pacers. And Charles Barkley on TNT doesn't think the Knicks can win that series.
Pacers, they'll beat the Knicks if they play in the playoffs. They're both 3-6. The two teams that intrigue me the most going into the playoffs after the trade deadline, Pacers and the Mavs.
Are you saying that with certainty?
I think the Pacers beat the Knicks.
I agree with you, Dutch.
And Shaq just chimes in. And he agrees.
Shut up, Shaq. No, I'm sorry, Shaq.
But no, like I said, I'm fine with it. I don't really think that this team should be getting too many accolades right now.
So when Brunson, they beat him, say, especially you.
Right.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Like when they do the walk-off.
Way to have our back, Allen Hines.
When they clinch the series. Yeah. On right on
Charles, just shut up.
All right, see you in Milwaukee.
Don't wait.
Don't wait.
No. Gotta be Twism for life. Gotta be Twism for life.
That's Audio Files. It's Barton Hahn, brought to you by Tullamore Dew. Because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Are you sniffing the finger? No. No, I'm not. What's it smell like?
Game blowers. Smells like licorice.
I just can't. Again, the mural. What four players in New York right now are you putting on your mural? The top four, your favorite four players right now. 800-919-3776. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Beat rock, seal smooth. Barton Hahn, Allen Hahn, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew is the original triple distilled, triple blended, triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew. Or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Tonight's action will not include the Yankees. They are rained out in Cleveland. They will be in a doubleheader tomorrow now to make that game up. The Knicks play tonight against the Nets at the Garden. And there's only two games left in the regular season. Plenty more to talk to you about all that and more. But let's go back to some calls here at 800-919-3776. Shine in Jersey. What's up, Shine?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
All right.
So my top five might be a little controversial because you'll see why. My top five, I got them right now. Jalen Brunson, easy. Artemi Panarin, easy. Here's a controversial one. Josh Allen, he plays in New York, man. He's too good to not include on a list like this.
Our signal just doesn't reach there. Go ahead.
All right. Number four, Aaron Judge. Now, if you notice on the first four, I'm keeping to one team only. So my last one, I guess, is up for debate. I have three in mind: Jack Hughes, Ilya Sorokin, and the Jets wide receiver. His name is
Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, that's the one. There you go. Thank you. So I don't know. What do you guys think for number five?
Well, I'll tell you what, Sean. And thanks for the call. When you can't remember the person's name, how does he get on your mural? You don't remember his name, right?
Yeah.
And Josh Allen people do this all the time. Technically, it's New York. Josh Allen is not in our – it's like the tri-state area.
He's Canadian. He's closer to Canada
right?
than he is.
Like,
us.
He might as well be in Toronto.
Yes.
Like, you can't claim him.
They actually play in Toronto.
Now, if the Giants trade for him, which you never know.
I saw an interesting draft, and we'll get to that in the second half. But, I don't know.
What?
Well, it was the NFL NFL draft.
Yes.
I mean, the NFL Network draft.
Yeah. Oh, mock draft.
Yeah, mock draft.
Okay.
Yeah.
And something about the Giants?
Really, the Jets.
The Jets?
Yeah. Crazy. Oddly enough, because.
At 10?
No. Out of 10.
Trading away.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Is that a tease?
It's super interesting.
All right. So we'll hang on to that to talk about the 2 o'clock hour. We are 2 weeks away now.
I know.
From the draft.
By this time next week.
So Mike T today, he's already getting prepared.
Yeah, I mean, he does the draft. I think he'll be calling the draft
on the radio. Mm-hmm.
Chris Canty will be out there, too, for the radio.
Yeah.
It's going to get interesting, man, because it can go either way. It depends on how aggressive
Joe Douglas wants to be
and how aggressive
other teams
the Giants want to be, too.
How the Giants want to be.
Yeah, like who's their guy and what they're willing to give up.
Again, you got to see.
I don't think that.
Isn't it chicken and egg with the Giants? You don't know who your future quarterback is, but you don't have any playmakers to help that future quarterback.
Right, no matter what.
But you can't have a playmaker if there's nobody to throw to him.
Right.
So what is really the priority?
But who's the easier thing to get?
The playmaker.
I can't really think. Tell me this. Next year.
Riddle me this.
Tell me this. Next year coming out.
Yeah.
Name me the big-time quarterback that's coming out next year that we've been waiting for. I don't even know. I don't know any of them. We knew this year that Caleb Williams was coming out.
Is Arch Manning up yet? Like, when is he
available? Nah, he didn't even start yet.
He didn't even play yet, right?
Yeah, I know. He about to just start playing.
But you know people are already, like, salivating.
Well, the guy from Tennessee and Texas is coming out, Shedeur Sanders. But they got him, like, eighth as far as quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's no big – it's no Caleb Williams, no former Heisman Trophy winner.
Right.
It's nobody that was in the playoffs. The four teams that's in the playoffs.
No,
it's nobody.
Out.
It's everybody's gone.
Yeah.
So this could be a down year. So
cupboard is bare. That's why Tom Brady's like, I'll come back.
So do you get it this year and say, listen, I can get the receiver next year?
Good point. Or I can get the receiver later.
Yeah. It's like how exciting are the prospects of like the NBA draft this year?
Oh, it's. Yeah.
Do you really want to? Do you even care about? So what can
you can get really good role players in this draft?
Right. Who wants to be bad and say, yeah, I got some role players?
I know. Imagine like being the Pistons or the Spurs and being like, what am I getting here?
Right. Yeah. Oh, we need to get a shooter for Wimby.
Yeah.
you just try to get a shooter because we got your Trae Young, point guard, and free agency in the shooter.
And you notice how the Mavericks made sure to tank for last year's pick, but not this year. All right, so let's continue with some calls here as we go through the whole New York mural thing. Let's see what kind of answers we get. Sean in the car. Get Sean.
Hey, guys. Yeah, great question. Just a quick note on NBA on TNT. Like, I feel like they're just getting borderline unwatchable. Kenny Smith has a perfect opportunity at halftime to break down Jalen Brunson absolutely cooking the Celtics. And he just sits on his hands, and like they're just haters.
That was weird that he's like, yeah, we're not doing a board today. I'm like, why is that? Now we don't know if there was.
He goes up to the board.
Yeah, well, we don't know if there was a technical issue with the board. There might have been something. There might have been a reason for it, but he didn't go to the board, which is interesting. Yeah, I don't know why.
But like this is the reason why Jalen Brunson wasn't even a starter at the All-Star game, because you still have the national media like Kenny Smith and Shaq and Chuck like. They're just haters on New York. It's exhausting. But you know what? Whatever, New York versus the world.
That's right.
We'll take it all.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen on this. Get out of here with that, man. It's like putting Steph Curry on, like, the L.A. Mount Rushmore. They're in the same state, but that's not this area. It has nothing to do with us. Aaron Rodgers, man. How are you putting Aaron Rodgers does Mount Rushmore.
Like, not yet.
In my mind, so.
I am. When KD came over, did KD have to earn his way on the Mount Rushmore?
Yes.
Did KD have to earn his way?
So, Sean, who do you have? Give me your four.
All right. So, Brunson.
Yep.
Aaron Judge.
Okay.
Gerrit Cole has got to be on the Mount Rushmore. He won the Cy Young for the New York Yankees last year. Last guy since, I think, like Roger Clemens. And then it's a toss-up. It's, the Rangers are the best team in the NHL. It's probably Artemi Panarin or Igor Shesterkin. But I would put Pete Alonso above Aaron Rodgers. I'd put Anthony Volpe above Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, wow.
I put Francisco Lindor and Francisco Alvarez. Like, Aaron Rodgers is going to be gone in a year. and I'm just exhausted. He wants to run on a vice presidential ticket. He doesn't want to play football.
He never said that, man. Well, stop it. You can't say this guy don't want to play football. He damn near came back. If the Jets would have won one more game,
no, but
he
would have
came back from the Achilles faster than anybody ever in the history of Achilles injury.
Yeah, but I can't. Thank you for the call, Sean. I can't. I can't put Rodgers on my mural until he plays in a regular season.
You put KD on the mural and he didn't play.
I never put him on the mural until
he played. You already knew he deserved to be on there. You knew when he went back and if he played.
But he's still got
to
play. How could you be a beloved athlete and you never played? You didn't play. You got to play. How am I putting you on a mural if you don't play? This is my favorite player. How does he play? I don't know. I've never seen him play.
But when they trade for him.
He's got to play.
But when they traded for him, you would have put him on there. Last year when he came over before the injury.
You can't put him on until he plays a game. Play a game. Play a game and then I can put you on the mural. Give me something. Mm-hmm. Here's your highlight film. It's over. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because you didn't play. I got to play to be on the mural. Ethan in Montclair. Ethan. Oh, Ethan got a lot going on in the back. All right. We'll rack up more calls on this. 800-919-3776. Should Aaron Rodgers be on this mural? Bart is putting him on our mural. I'm ripping the damn mural down if he's doing that.
Because I know he's him.
And you know that I am an Aaron Rodgers fan. You know that.
I know he's him at these. I don't need to know. I'm projecting.
But he's got
to
play,
know.
Bart. He's got to play. He didn't play.
But
I tell you what. I'll make the, what is it, the fathead? I'll make it, but I'm not putting it up yet. He's got to play. You play, then I'll put it up. I'll add them to the list. Power Hour coming up. We got your calls on this and more. How far do you think the Knicks can go? And did what you saw last night convince you that maybe, just maybe, they can be the team that takes out Goliath, the Celtics? Bart and Han, 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.